sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Mthokazi omuhle salamukela kumsakazo we-Studio 7 namhlanje ngolwesibili mhla ka-13 Lwezi 2018. Igama lami nguGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, abantu abaningi bazondile okumangalisayo ngokwethulwe libutho elithi kalizange libulale abantu ngoncwabakazi lo nyaka.
Imbhobho ikhala bona bengakafiki. Amabutho babe ngapi njalo leyo mbhobho bayizwa njani bona bengekho kuleyo ndawo.
Izinduna zithi amaNdebele abandlululwa ngokwabeleni abantu umhlabathi weZimbabwe.
Lo mhlabathi luyasihlupha kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi kwakibiwa kwakhona akusichelesisi. Abantu bayithi omethi ngabathola umhlabathi abawutholi.
UZulu wethula okumhluphayo.
Since from mhlaka 6 kuvelisishona nesilungu kuphela. Ezasindebela zisaveli kwenzenjani ngoba hayi ngithanda ukuzwa kakhulu iindaba zasekhaya.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kakhulu umsakazo. Abantu abaningi sebeveze ukuthukuthela okukhulu phezu kwalokho okwethulwa libutho elithi alizange libulale abantu abayisithupha kusanda kwenziwa ukhetho lonyaka kweZimbabwe. Iziphathamandla zebutho ezikhulume izolo emhlanganweni wekhomishini ecwayisisa udaba lolu ezigoqela umkhokheli wamabutho uGeneral Philip Valerio Spanda ziyalile ukuthi amasotsha yiwo adubula abantu laba zisithi umbhobho waqala ukukhala amasotsha engakafiki. Le yinto ecunule abantu abaningi ogoqela abe-MDC. UNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxhume ilunga le-ZANU PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma lesiphathamandla se-MDC umnumzana Priest Dubeko Spanda onguye osungula lingxoxo.
Imbhobho ikhala bona bengakafiki. Amabutho babe ngapi njalo leyo mbhobho bayizwa njani bona bengekho kuleyo ndawo lapho kwakukhala khona imbhobho yona leyo. Okukhona nje okusobala yikuthi amabutho lawo azama ukuzivikela, lamapolisa lawo azama ukuthi bezivikele, bezama ukuthi ngayo yonke indlela bethi bona hayi into eyayenzakalayo yinto eyayenzakala isemthethweni, yinto eyayenzakala wakufuza ukuthi yenzakale. Kodwa thina umbuzo omkhulu esifisa ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa uyaphendulwa ngokuthi kanti vele wathumela amasotsha ukuthi engene esitridini ngubani, ngoba sonke into esiyaziyo ukuthi phakathina kwamapholisa nabantu ababe demonstrator eHarare mhlaka 1 August azange ke sizwe ukuthi khona kube le confrontation, kube lomsindo wokuthi khona amapholisa asehlulekile ukuthi bayenze umsebenzi wabo. Okuyikho kwakufuza ukuthi ke manxaka ukuthi basebenzilekile kulapho ababengayanxusa khona ukuthi amabutho lawo abe khona. So asizange ke sifone kulokuhluphana okwayenzakala okukhulu phakathi kwamapholisa nabantu okwakungabe kwakuzajustifya ukuthi amasotsha engene esitudini.
Mhlawumbe basebezile phela imbhobho leyo abathi yaqala ukukhala edolobheni bona bengakabizwa.
umthetho ngomo kawutsho ukuthi khona isotsha lingezwa umbhobho ngalihambe estreeti. Umthetho usobala ukuthi khona amapholisa nxa kuyukuthi bakhe behluleka ukukontrola abantu abademonstratayo. Kulapho ke ibutho elibizwa khona licelwa ngumphathi wamapholisa ukuthi kalibuye ibutho lizoncedisa. Nxa kuyukuthi bazizwela bona lo mbhobho still babengelamandla emthethweni wokuthi ke besuke emabharakini abo bengena estreeti.
Naso babuchu.
Aso bantu sesidlala ngemibhobho. Into zemibhobho sikwazela sikubona kumabona kude laba ama-TV lento ezinjalo. So nxa kulento enjalo kumele iveze iphumele egcekeni. Ukwenzeka bona senqabele into ezinjalo ngoba akufunakali. Into efunakala yokuthi noma siphikisana ngezepolitiki, asiphikisane ngendlela elokuhloniphana phakathi lokuzwelana lokwazana lokuthandana phakathi. Njengoba nje usizwa mina lo mfowethu ubaba usibambe lapha besisonke kobulawo lapha saze sahlala phansi sadla sonke endaweni yinye kungela ukuthi kona sokubulawana kumbe sokuzwelana kusakhulumisana. Yindlela emele sihambe ngepolitiki nayo nxa sisiya phambili, nxa sizathuthuka sengabantu phakathi kwabanye abantu.
Lokho ngiyavumelana nakho okuthoyo thuma ukuthi khona kufuze ukuthi njengabantu beZimbabwe sihlalisane, sifilisane kungena ukuxabana. Kodwa ke udubo esilalo kayisilo lwabantu beZimbabwe, udubo esilalo ngolwabantu abezanu PF, ngoba kuZanu PF ukusayide eZanu PF likho kusukela khona umthindo isikhathi sonke. So ke iZanu PF yokufuza ihlale phansi inanzelele ukuthi hayi ilizwe leZimbabwe ngaso lizwe labo, ilizwe lomuntu wonke. Lokuyana okwenziwayo mhla ka-1 August kusobala, impikitsha ikhona, amavidiyo akhona, abantu bayafakaza ukuthi amasotsha ethunyiwe yiwo ahamba adubula ezitrekini.
Babuchuma Nxali lodwa kuZanu PF lihlezi phansi, liyake likhulume yini liyabubona lani ububi bokubulawa kwabantu laba, kumbe elikusolayo kakhulu kodwa yikutshengisela kwabantu be-MDC lodlakela ababi kwabalubangela?
Okokuqala engifisa ubana simfake on record yilokho, amasotsha ngamasotsha elizwe lomntonke aso masotsha aweZanu PF, amapholisa ngamapholisa elizwe lonke ashona mapholisa eZanu PF. Njalo iZanu PF ayila esigaba lapho engama khona ithume amasosha kumbe ithume amapholisa. So ukungena kwamapholisa emsindentwana lamasosha akuzange kuvele ekuthunyeni iZanu PF. Kwenziwa ugatsha lukahulumende ngendlela zikahulumende ezokugcina ukuthula nxa kulezinto ezinjalo ezenzakalayo.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma ngowebandla leZanu PF ubekhuluma endawonye lomnumzana Priest Dubeko Sibanda webandla leMDC. Induna ezidabuka eMatoriland lenkabazwe zithi amaNdebele abandlululwa kakhulu nxa kusabiwa umhlabathi endaweni ezithiyeneyo kwela Zimbabwe. Umathini Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba.
Induna uNkosikazi Sinqobile Mabhena owenswazi utshele umbuthano wokunanza amasiko esintu owenzelwe eHabron ngensonto ukuthi njengezinduna emhlubulweni weMandebeleni sebelobele umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa phezu kodaba olukhathazayo lokwabelana umhlabathi. UMabhena uthi udaba lomhlabathi luyakhathaza ngoba abantu abavela kwezinye izigaba ezingaphandle kweMandebeleni sebethethe umhlabathi bethiya abantwana bekhaya bengelandawo yokuhlala.
Lomhlabathi luyasihlupha kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi ukwakibiwa kwakhona akusichelesisi. Abantu bakithomethi ngabathola umhlabathi ngabawutholi, uthola ngabanye abavela kwezinye izindawo. Sikhuluma nje sikuprocess yokuthi sizame ukusukulungisa khonokho. Akathe simpendulo akatholakalisi ukuthi la incwadi yakhona esise upresident ayela sikhathi esithi hambile.
Amazwi kaMabhena agcizelelwe ngomunye wakhe induna uStawutse oweBeitbridge othi udaba lomhlabathi selukhathazile.
Udaba olusensitive kakhulu especially amakhosi. Sesibona ukuthi sometimes inhlabathi yaphongukuthengwa, omunye wabe lemali ezothenga from endaweni ezitshiyeneyo. Siyazama ukuthi sibe lemihlangano i-Chiefs Council sibatshele ama problems ethu ukuthi thina sifuna into ezinje. Abantu bangithi sifuna babe yiwo abadeveloper indawo zethu nxa belayo icapacity yangkhona bathole first preference.
Umnumzana Dumani Mlalazi yena okuhlanganiswa esibanye cultural society ebekuyiyo ekade iqoqele lilanga uthi udaba lwabantu abavela kwezinye isigaba bezothatha umhlabathi ezabulenzi emandebeleni kumele lulungiswe masinya.
Indaba yomhlabathi le iyanyanyisa nami sibiliswe engiyibonile sibilayijabulisi sore ukuyuza ukusebenzisa igama elingalunganga.
Echasisa ngenjongo yaleli langa umgcinihlalo wesibanye cultural society umnumzana Sifas Chuma uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi balondoloze amasiko njengabantu besintwini bengaphandle kwelizwe. Uthi lo nyaka kade bekhangele ukubonga abazali.
Injongo ikubana sibonge abazali bethu njengoba nje injongo isitsho ukubana siyaziqhenya ngani. Abantu esiziqhenya ngabo ngabazali bethu abasikhulisileyo.
Ilanga leli beliceciswe ngemicimbi etshiyeneyo. Isibanye Cultural Society ibamba leli langa mnyaka yonke eHeburon. Njalo inani labantu abaza kulo mcimbi liyalikhuphuka mnyaka yonke. Ngiwumathi ngonya oyindaba zeStudio 7 yiHeburon kwele Botswana.
Inkomo ezifika inkulungwane ezilithumi lanhlanu 15,000 sezibulewe umkhuhlane wemigaza endaweni ezivalisa eGolomonzi, eMarondela, Gochikomba, Weza, Buhera, Chivu, Gudu, Chegudu, Centenary, Bindura, Leshamva. Lokhu kubikwe liphephandaba leHerald. Iphephandaba leChronicle libika ukuthi uWalter Temera obefunda ekolitshini leMidland State University utholakale elenga endlini esenga eGweru. Akwaziwa ukuthi kwenzeleni lokhu. Amapolisa asekhulumisana lokukela ezomvikela kubandla le-MDC ngokwehlele umnumzana Nelson Jamisa ngomgqibelo okubikwa ukuthi uphosi wathunjwa ngamapolisa ensitha duzane leMarondera. Lokhu kwethulwe liphephandaba leZimbabwe Mail. Iphephandaba leNewsday libika ukuthi umculi olodumo uThomas Mafumo owabaleka eZimbabwe kusabusa umnumzana Robert Mugabe ukhangelelwe ukuthi uzabuyela njalo ekhaya ngompalakazi uyahlabelela uZulu.
Akubizozwayo ngalinyanga kaLwezi umsakazo wakho owe-VOA umanyene labe Media Center ukwethulela ingxoxo ezivathelane lomumo oseZimbabwe okwamanje. Mahlabezu, liyamenywa kulezi ngxoxo ezizakwenzela endaweni ezilandelayo. Mutoko, mhlaka 15 Lwezi. Harare, mhlaka 21 Lwezi. Gwanda, mhlaka 26 Lwezi. Lupane, mhlaka 28 Lwezi. Sitsune, ngakontutu ziyathunga. Bobulawayo, mhlaka 30 Lwezi. Asidibaneni, lami uPraxedes Jeremiah kulezi ngxoxo. Lingakuthwa ileli thuba.
Yebo, manje ke sokuyisikhathi senu ukuthi likhulume eofisi yokukhuluma ke ake sizwe ukuthi lamhla silobani khonapha.
Ngiyabulisa kuStudio 7. Igama lami ngu-Olita Moyo. Ngibuza ukuthi kanti since ngigcine ukubheka i-news mina ngina-radio ngizibheka ku-YouTube. Indaba ngizibheka ku-YouTube. Manje ngagcina mhlaka-6 kuvele isishona nesilungu kuphela. Ezasindebele azisaveli kwenze njani ngoba ngithanda ukuzwa kakhulu iindaba zasekhaya ngilala eSouth Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Igama lami ngingumfundisi Moyo. Ngifuna ukutshela abantwana baseZimbabwe kuthi njenganje siya kuDisemba, caphelani botsotsi lapha emashopu, lapha sikhamba khona, lapha sithenga khona, even amabhanga kuna batsotsi baningi balandela abantu. Sazi ukuthi abantu baningi bayenza istokfela zegroza, istokfela zemali, ukuthi uthi umane uyothatha imali, kuna botsotsi banilandela muvani muva, even kuthatha imali zenu. Amalangala kungqono nithathe imali hafa-hafa nti yanele, even abantu basemabhanga nazo izigebenge ezikhulu nazo ziyakhona ukuthi manithole imali ebhange eningi, bayafunela abangani babanilandela emuva. So izinto zifana lezo nizicaphele, even ukuthumela izimpahla zenu ekhaya, nithumele abantu nibazi ukuthi abantu labazosifikisa ngenxa yokuthi isikhathi lesi abantu baningi abasathembakali bayathatha izinto zabantu. So izinye izinto ezifana lezo nisicaphele, and futhi sifuna ukunitshela nina abo abakhamba nemoto amabhasi nabo taxi driver ukuthi uma nikhamba ekhaya ningajami yonke indawo kuphina kuphi lapha ehlathini. Kunabantu balandela abantu, kunabantu baphosela abantu izinto, maniphosela bayinithetha zonke izinto ninazo lapho. So nicaphele izinto ezifana lezo, khulukhulu nasemesina laphaya manizalane egoli ningayogibeli imoto zonke lapho emagaraji yokuhayika. Kufanele niye lapho ema-taxi rank niyogibela lapho izinto ezifana lezo. Enye into futhi, kunabo mama nabanye abantu bavela ekhaya kuzo baza lapha emesina kuyohoda, ningavumela abanye abantu bathi bayathengisa amagolide banezinto zinjani into efana leyo ningayenzi. Ngenxa yokuthi abomama abaningi bayafika lapho bayakhala bathithelwa izimali. So izinto efana lezo nibheke. So siyanitshela abantu bakwaNkulunkulu ukuthi ningenzi izinto ezifana lezi. Kunobugebengu okukhulu amalanga la, sithi uNkulunkulu anibusise ngegameni lakaNkulunkulu namandla wonke. Haleluya, amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Moyo, lo Olita Moyo. Olita, sizazama ukuthi silungise ukukhuluma ngakho. Sike sizwe okulandelayo.
Impilo lami lokuzalwa nguNoma Thamsanqa. Ngiqale ezomculo nje ngisesencane.
Umuntu ongaboniyo ongumbalisi, esingathi thina usebenza nomunye oyabe emncedisa ngaphana emsebenzini.
Ngazalelwa koBulawayo Empilo Hospital. Iminyaka yami yokuqala ngisasemncane ngakhulela eNtabazinduna.
Sizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe kuqhubekela phambili ukulwisana phakathi kwelizwe le-Israel lamaPalestina lapho kudutshulwa khona suku zonke. Ilizwe le-Italy lenza umhlangano omkhulu wokuzama ukuthi kube lokuthula kwele-Libya. Zulukandaba lamhla ke sixoxa lomnumzana Dan Moyo uhlala khonapha ke kwelemelika lapha ke lihlandla lethu lapho sikhuluma khona lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala emelika kanye lezizalwane zemelika ngokuthi kwenzakalani kwelemelika. Ye baba Moyo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila. Kunjani mfowethu?
Siyaphila kakhulu, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Ya, ngiyabonga na.
Ye akusele uDan Moyo vele ngubani?
Isizalwane seZimbabwe, ngazalelwa koBulawayo Empilo Hospital. Ngakhula ngathi iminyaka yami yokuqala ngisasemncane ngakhulela eNtabazinduna, ngihlala lo gogo wami, then ngase siyahlala lo labazali wami eNorthend koBulawayo. Ngafunda eLotshe iprimary school, ngase ngisiya eNorthlea lapho engafunda khona isecondary yami from form 1 to form 6. Then ngase ngisiya e-Polytech, nge-Polytech eHarare ngase ngihlanganisela koBulawayo. Then ngasuka lapho, hayi into zaseziqala ukubheda eZimbabwe, ngase ngisiya e-South Africa lapho engaqeda khona imfundo yami before ngibuye ngapha e-America.
Ye, lapho eMelika ubuye nini njalo uqalisile usenzani?
Ngifika e-America ngo-2001. Vele abaningi bayazi ukuthi uma ufika endaweni entsha kumele uqalele phansi. So ngingathi umsebenzi wami wokuqala ngafika ngangisebenza e-gas station. I-profession yami engangisengisuke ngilayo from e-South Africa was in accountancy. Ngispecializa ku-insurance industry. So injongo yami ngibuya ngapha e-America kwakuwukuthi ngingaqhubeka kuleyo profession yami e-accounting ku-insurance industry.
Kwasohamba njani Moyo?
So yeah, ngingathi nje emalangeni ekuqaleni ngoba kuyabe kusamele ulungise amaphepha uhlanganise izinto. Ngingathi ngaqala ngisebenza e-gas station, ngasebenza khona for 6 months. Then amaphepha maselunga ngase ngijoyina ke insurance, ngaqala ukusebenzela ikhampani eseviena e-Tyson Corner insurance. Kulapho ngasebenza khona for iminyaka engu-7. Ngase ngisuka lapho ngajoyina enye ikhampani futhi e-insurance eyayile sithembiso esingconywana. Ngasebenza khona for 4 years. Okwamanje ngisebenzela i-mortgage company sengile 5 years ngilapho.
Ye, kodwa kunjani ukusebenza emelika?
Kuhle kakhulu ngoba I think uzimisele usebenza ukuhlela abantu ama opportunity ukuthi ukukhuphuke uye phezulu maningi ngoba most of ama company alapha alandaba lokuthi ungubani uvela ngapi kungezi ukwazi ukwenza umsebenzi wakho ngendlela abafisa ngakhona ama opportunity ukuthi ukhuphuke maningi kakhulu.
Ye, isikhathi sethu iso sasidliwe ngumangoyo. Singathi ke ubaba uMoyo uthethe ulabantwana umanjani?
Ngilo nkosikazi wami engamshada ngisase-South Africa, igama nguMary, uMary Moyo. Sashada ngo-96, siseJoburg, sahlangana eJoburg. Sathandana from that time, yena ngathi vele minyaka engu-20, that time mina ngeminyaka engu-21. Silokhu sisonke from 96. Ngathi sesile 26 years sisazana and silabantwana abayi-4 amantombazana.
Ungabalalisa abalaleli baba Moyo?
Hayi, balaleli silifisela iholiday lekhisimusi enhle.
Siyabonga Moyo baba, ungadinga kusasa.
Hayi, kulungile mfowethu.
Angena kumovie ethiwa Power of One eyashutelwa eMachobana kwaBulawayo. Kusuka khonapho nje izinto nje zemidlalo lezi zinto engahle ngazikhwabitha. Ngafunda ke eMakhandeni Primary School ngafuna siyafundisa ubukazi. Ngizayirekhoda, ngibe ngisazi ukuthi kuzaba yinto engajwayelekanga ukuthi kube lo muntu wesifazane engiyohola iqembu lembube ngakho ngakwenza yena. Le ngoma ithi nguye ingoma engikhiphe nje kubona lo mnyaka. Ingoma engihlabele ngendima ezijeneyo ngesiNdebele la ngesiTonga. Ya ikhuluma nje ukuthi ngiyekeleni ngisinomuntu engiyithandayo ngoba ngesisizini yami. Ngizothanda singena konke esintwini ethandweni zonke indawo.
Yes, yamuzwa sibili unkwali sizaqhubeka naye kusasa sibili sikhika sikhona pha-ke e-studio 7 sise-Washington DC. Kodwa-ke siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abasebengenile lapha phela enkundleni. Silo sakhile liline uyasibhabhayiza, sabona sakhile khona ngapho unjani. Uzobuya-ke lo Norman Ngwenya uthi they don't care about the citizens, abantu laba abasitotsheni lamapholisa hambe benzani. Uzobuya-ke uBonwell Dube mana nayo yile uthi hello, unjani Bonwell. Kuzobuya njalo Norman Ngwenya uthi hey, loko okhulunywa ngabantu abangamasotsha labanye abanjalo basitshela nje into eyize asikwazi ukuthi ubathembele. Kuzobuya-ke lokhanyo veni hoye lapho kuphala ngokunye kwakhe akuhamba waze wakubona. Kuzobuya-ke lokukhumbulani Ncube laye uthi hello Dube, unjani khona ngapho. Naphila sibili khumbulani singazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi lisithumezele imilayezelo eminingi lisebenzisa kokena okuthiwa ngamavidiyo. So kumele ukwenze ukuthi uyathatha ifoni yakho ukhangele kuwhatsapp kombana kube sikufitizela lapho kubhalwe ukuthi audio khona, kube sikhuluma ukhulume okufisayo kodwa ungathuki umuntu. Siyakwazi ukuthi lingabantu abazodileyo, so-ke ukhulume-ke kodwa okufumbathe esifubeni wenze ukuthi sizwe ukuthi ukhala ngani. So ungayenza khonokho-ke siuthumeza umlayezelo wakho ku-studio 7. Siyabona njalo kulomunye osengele lapha enkundleni uthi mina nguNaredi. Ye, Naredi kunjani? Uthi ngisemzungwane. Ye, mina ngikhala ngakho kakhulu ikuthi abantu beZimbabwe kungani abadonsi ndawonye, kulabanye abadonsa besiyale kuze buya labanye abadonsa besiyale, yikho kwenza ukuthi sihlupheke elizweni lethu leZimbabwe. Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Omunye futhi mbani uthi mbone uthi uKenneth. UKenneth uthi ye, Dube siyakubona kodwa-ke kade kungani ukukhanya ukuhle kodwa ayikade sesukuzwa okunye okumangalisayo. Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Kenneth lapho khona ngapho. So-ke lingakhohlwa sihlangana yini futhi lakusasa khona apha sishayeni kuzwele. Kungani kunjalo-ke siphethe-ke uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje sikhangele ekade sikhokhela indaba namhlanje. Abantu abaningi bazonte okumangalisayo ngokwala kwebutho ukuthi labulala abantu eHarare ngoNcwabakazi lonyaka. Induna zithi amaNdebele abandlululwa nxa kukhangelwa ezokwaba umhlabathi weleZimbabwe. Siqhuba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu kwamanje asidibaneni ntambama. Oliver Lisayo, uDeep Stube, Rabi, Washington.